It's Morning Edition from 89.5 KWGS. This is music to Tim Fields' ears. He is the manager of the Broken Arrow Walmart near the Creek Turnpike. His register scanners are set, and starting this morning, no sales tax is being charged on apparel costing under $100. It's the state of Oklahoma back-to-school sales tax holiday.
Tax-free weekend is huge for our store. It's huge for the community. It's an opportunity for us to get everything out to the folks early, then come in, take advantage of the tax savings, the everyday low prices, and allow them to get more for their money here at Walmart to allow their dollar to go farther for school.
Are you expecting a big crowd tomorrow or through the weekend?
It's been busy already. I expect a big crowd this weekend and for about the next 3 weeks as we're ramping up to go back to school.
A recent report from a tax group indicates that these tax-free holidays are really just gimmicks and no one really saves that much money, somewhere around 8 to 10%, depending on the local sales tax figure. Erica Jones is with the Walmart corporate office in Bentonville, and she disagrees.
According to the National Retail Federation, the families with school-aged children are going to spend about $635 on school supplies, so apparel, electronics, that kind of thing. And we know that about half of that budget is going to be directly spent on shoes and apparel. So the sales tax holiday here in Oklahoma, especially with it being on apparel, is going to be a big one for our customers.
Paula Ross is with the Oklahoma Tax Commission, and she says, yes, the tax group is correct in a way. The state does lose money during these holidays, but there's also a plus side to the state economy.
It does for that weekend cost the state tax dollars. It does put money into the economy because it's a benefit for the merchants and for people shopping. So it's kind of a win in that situation where money comes back into the state just that's being spent in Oklahoma.
But actual school supplies are not included. Pens, pencils, glue sticks, and notebook paper, even the backpacks to carry them in, are taxable. Ross says calling it a back-to-school tax-free holiday is really not correct. She says it isn't just for parents of school-aged children.
People tend to call it a back-to-school holiday, but it really is anybody in Oklahoma can take advantage of buying clothing or shoes at this time. Last year, Oklahomans saved almost $6.9 million in sales tax during that holiday, and many of the merchants also have added store sales to combine, so it's probably a good weekend to do shopping if people need to do it.
Well, this woman needs to do that, but we ran into her yesterday inside the Broken Arrow Walmart. We asked her why she was buying items the day before the tax-free holiday started. We really didn't catch her off guard. She had a strategy.
Basically just getting things that won't be tax-free. Kind of beat the people that are going to be doing the tax-free shopping and not getting mad at me for doing my couponing.
Will you be back again tomorrow for the clothing?
Yes, we will.
Now, again, the items must be apparel or shoes, and you can spend as much as you like for your total. However, for an individual item to be sales tax exempt, that item must cost less than $100. It is 7:39 now. We will check traffic and weather for you in 10 minutes. This is Morning Edition on 89.5 KWGS.